The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Only on Kiss.
Remind me, I've got to write a complaint email to a company later on today.
Oh, what happened?
Christmas gift arrived that I ordered on Amazon quite some time ago.
Okay.
And it was for my daughter. You know how I'm trying to buy her love, right?
Yeah.
And she's big into like crystals and healing crystals and collecting crystals. Robbie, you know something about that.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Yes.
I took her to a crystal store this weekend, et cetera. So I thought I'd be the sweet dad. And I'd buy her what's called a crystal advent calendar.
Oh, really?
Yes. New crystal a day?
A new crystal every day advent calendar. So it was like a pre-Christmas present. And I ordered it so long ago. And it finally came. It was one of those Amazon purchases that had to come from China. Like, you get regular Amazon purchases that come the next day or even an hour later, and then you get the ones from China that you forgot you ordered by the time they get to your house, right? They get, like, it was like 2 months it took to get here, and it finally got there, and somehow Kristen, my ex-wife, slipped up and told Tyler that dad has an advent calendar for you, and she was like, well, I need to start opening it on December 1st.
I don't need to
open it. Don't give it to me for Christmas. Give it to me on December 1st. So I go, honey, here's your crystal advent calendar. She called me last night because she's staying with her mom. She said, Dad, that crystal advent calendar you gave me, it's really junky and you should get your money back.
Oh, what?
Because she opened day one. First of all, she was cheating on the advent calendar because she opened day one already.
Well, that's not fair.
And she pulled out the first crystal. It was just a piece of plastic.
No.
The next crystal, piece of plastic.
What
Third
the heck?
Crystal, piece of plastic. 25 pieces of plastic
no.
in this crystal. Yes. That's
what?
Not Dylan.
Those
That's not healing crystals. Those aren't gems. No.
No.
How can they get away with this?
China, I guess. I don't know.
No.
They said it so long, you just kind of forget about it. And you're like, it's not worth the $26 I paid for it. Ha ha. It sure is.
Oh, no.
Big Pepper's writing an email.
Okay, good.
$26.
Yeah.
Hey? Yikes.
Yeah. That's one fake crystal for every dollar, Dylan.
Yikes. That is.
Think about it. It's a pretty good deal. One piece of plastic. right, like,
and they're not making a ton of money.
Artificial rock for a dollar, it seems like it's about what I should have expected.
Crystals are not cheap.
No, they're not cheap, but
you're cheap for $26.
I thought it was a heck of a deal. I didn't know.
I guess.
Yeah, it sounded like a cool idea.
Yes,
it is a wicked idea if it was real.
It's not real. And here's my disappointed daughter, whose love I'm trying to buy back right now.
Yeah,
and she's like, Dad, this thing sucked, you should get your money back. I had the best of intentions. She was going to open it. She said, oh my God, Dad, I love you so much. You're so thoughtful. Thank you for thinking of me. There was going to be this big, glorious hug, and we would spin, and I'd be holding her, and her legs would be flying out, and she'd be like, I'm sorry, Daddy, for everything. Please, I'll move back in with you, Daddy. Thank you for the crystal advent calendar. Instead, I got, Dad, it's garbage. You should get your money back.
It sucks.
It's not the way to start.
Not the way. No, no.
The future relationship between you and your daughter.
Yeah. So I don't know what to do now. I just have to buy her a giant, one of those giant ones at the crystal store that they say are not for sale.
Yeah, make her own.
Oh, yeah, get one of those.
Buy one of those. So be careful if you're buying a crystal advent calendar on Amazon. There's a lot of frauds out there.
Yikes.
All right.
Thanks for that.
I'm sending a message. I'm getting my God, why is the internet getting me around every corner?
I don't know.
First
don't know
the giant beanbag chair that never came, and now the fake crystal calendar.
They know.
They can see you coming.
We got to stop buying things online. We got to go back to shopping local.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
That's the idea.
Right?
Most of us are doing that.
Rocks and Bonnie Doon Mall.
Yes, I know.
Get all your crystals. That's
you
local.
Go.
Thank you very much.
Yes. Those are real.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.
5:30 this morning, just before 5:30, Dylan walked into the studio in his typical jubilant self.
I was like, hey, good morning. I said, hey, good morning, Dylan. And then we're off we went.
Yeah.
It was a nice, fun morning.
Yeah.
And then about 10 minutes into the show, the mood changed. And Dylan's having a pretty rough day. Dylan's hurting on the inside. Deeply hurting.
Yeah.
And we joke a little bit, but the real reason is...
It's the Debbie Downer text of the day.
Can you read it, Dylan? Would you like me to read it? Does it hurt too much?
I'll try. I'll try because I'm a professional.
Yes. At 5:48 a.m., we received a text message, and we got a lot of them. And 99.9% of them are great and really appreciative and very kind and genuine. But there's that 0.1% that... Forget for a second that you're texting another human being. Dylan, take a deep breath and read the one you received this morning at 5:48 that turned your mood around.
I think
completely.
What hurts me the most of this text message I'm about to read is they got up early.
Mm-hmm.
They got up early. Like, set an alarm and thought, you know what I got to do first thing in the morning is send this text message. I'll wake up before 6 and really let them know what I feel. And so this says...
You want me to read it?
No,
can you do it? Okay.
It hurts, though.
Of course it hurts. You're a human being.
Always thought Dylan was awkward looking from the billboards. Saw him this weekend, and he is surprisingly very ugly and weird.
It's so mean.
The only good I can take away from this is I surprised them with being ugly.
Surprisingly, very ugly.
So... perhaps.
Well, maybe you were ugly, but you were surprisingly very ugly.
Oh, that's... I didn't think about that.
Sorry to point that out.
Oh, no.
That's mean.
I thought surprisingly very ugly was like, oh, I thought it would be better, but surprisingly it wasn't.
Yeah.
No.
I don't know how to take surprisingly very ugly.
Very ugly and weird. Like, the thing about weird is I am, but I can't imagine...
We're all weird in our own weird ways,
what
right?
I was doing this weekend to somebody to see me and go like, that guy's weird. Like, I wasn't doing anything weird this weekend that I can recall. And then so I wrote back to them saying, where did you see me? Because I just want to know, what version did you get?
Right.
Because there was a different, like, Friday after work Dylan versus the Saturday late night just wanted to eat Dylan versus the Sunday going out for a quick bite to eat Dylan.
Yeah.
Three different guys.
Right.
Dressed differently, acting differently, different moods.
Was there an ugly period at all this weekend? Like a surprisingly very ugly period?
All of them.
No, don't say that, Dylan.
Yeah.
You were almost a world male model. But your eyes were too close together, so you could only get local work. But you were in flyers and magazines.
I was.
Yeah, you're an attractive man.
I'm going to pull back the curtain for you for just a second.
Okay.
I was having a bad weekend, like a really bad weekend. One of the worst weekends of my life.
What? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What happened?
It's a lot. I can't really get into it. Mm-hmm. But I was Saturday night, and I looked in the mirror, and I've been single for quite some time, and I was like, you ugly piece of crap.
Dylan.
And then I come in and this person, girl, guy, I don't know, confirmed it for me. And it was the first thing to start off my week. And I'm like, why? Where did they see me? And how bad was I looking? And I get it. I was wearing sweats on Saturday. Sweats that I normally don't leave my house.
Maybe you were just surprisingly casual looking. Not surprisingly.
Oh, it wasn't
ugly
my wardrobe? Looking.
They weren't talking about your wardrobe.
Yeah, no, that face I can't do much about. I'm on my own there.
Oh, no.
It's a handsome face.
I did throw on a weird toque. No, you know what? Wasn't that weird? Gosh, that's a lot to take
in. So are you more hung up on being called weird or surprisingly ugly?
No, surprisingly ugly is hurting.
Yeah, that does hurt.
Yeah, no, it's way more hurtful to hear surprisingly ugly.
We've tried to message them back they're not returning any messages, I think.
No, we sent a couple.
Surprisingly very ugly, though, is the other thing. They had to put very in there as if surprisingly ugly wasn't enough.
So mean.
Very ugly. It's a lot to take.
It's very hurtful. So now it's set Dylan off on a bad day.
And then, like, they're talking awkward looking from the billboards, and we got to go film a commercial.
I know.
And new billboards on Wednesday.
On the way, and you're so surprisingly ugly.
Dylan, bad
timing and all that. First, you're sending this message after Dylan had a real ugly crisis over the weekend.
Yeah.
And now he's got to go and put his face in front of a TV camera for these commercials.
It's not very good. I don't want to yell at the person for sending that because, I mean, like, they're not wrong.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know when they saw me so I know which version of myself to not bring forward.
Right.
Like, because they're
was
like,
it sweatpants Dylan? Was it toque Dylan? Was it going for a walk Dylan? Was it feeding your stuff in your face full of buffet Dylan?
Well, that guy's cool. I know that.
Yeah.
The stuff in my face full of food guy, you can call me ugly. I'm happy in that zone.
Well, if it makes you feel any better, Dylan.
It won't, but
to
go
me,
ahead.
You are not surprisingly ugly.
Just ugly.
Well,
no. Cute. So,
I mean, remember, it's not surprisingly ugly that got me.
Mm-hmm.
Surprisingly very ugly that felt the hurt. That one was the weird one. And weird. Like as if surprisingly very ugly wasn't enough.
Just throw in a little weird.
And he's weird.
Let's tag hurting his feelings with weird.
And that's the other thing I really want to know at the end of it is what was I doing that was weird? Like, what out in public was it that I was doing that was weird?
Maybe they meant weird looking.
Yes.
Ugly and weird looking, right?
Oh, sorry, dude.
Yeah.
Would that help you?
No,
probably not at this point.
That
huh?
makes more sense.
Sorry, Dylan. That's a tough one. I know that if that was me, I'd just be gone. that was me. That I'd be off the deep end.
Yeah.
You'd never see me again if I received that message.
No, it's just mean. Fine. Just uncalled for.
But now, Dylan, the friendly people are coming out, so we thank you very much for your support.
Oh, I appreciate it. But, I mean, pile on. Today's the day.
Today's already been off to a bad start.
We know what you feel.
Yeah.
The dozens of positive messages won't outweigh that one.
They never do, right?
No.
Does that happen to anybody when they make a comment or they get a comment on social media? That one person. Forget the other 150 people. That one person, they make me insane.
I think I'm going to make a t-shirt that says surprisingly very ugly.
Don't forget and weird.
Oh, yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Kiss 91.7.
The last time I was out on the weekend was like 11 on Sunday morning. So that means from 11 on Sunday morning, somebody waited the entire time till just before 6 this morning to tell me how ugly I was. Like, they sat there from yesterday and thought, you know what? What I'm going to do is I'm going to stew on this for a minute or two. And then I'm going to text in
set
the radio show
to
let him know how awkward and gross his face is.
It's a tough thing to hear. It's a tough thing when you put yourself out there like you do every day. At 5:48 this morning, a text message came in that really ruined Dylan's day. Dylan's brand new day.
Yeah.
I mean, your day wasn't even an hour and a half old.
No.
And it read, always thought Dylan was awkward looking from the billboards. I saw him this weekend, and he is surprisingly very ugly and weird.
Like, they waited. And they're like, you know what? I'm not even going to find him on Instagram and let him know. Mm-hmm. I'm going to wait until the radio show starts. I'll set an alarm first thing in the morning. I just want him to know how ugly I think he is.
Yeah. I better let him know.
Right. And then
not like in your inner dialogue. Person not very good looking.
Right.
Like, I think we all think that from time to time. Like,
tell a friend.
Person needs to make a change.
Tell your significant other.
Yeah.
You don't need to tell me.
It's a pretty tough thing to...
Yeah, it was wild
to
think that... And I responded, and I wasn't mad.
Yeah.
I just responded going like, hey, where did you see me? Because I just want to know. I just want to know what I did to look that bad and weird. And they didn't have the audacity not to get back to me.
It hurts. It's hard to get out of your brain, right?
Like, I want to call them, but then I don't.
Well, do you want us to do it?
I'm curious where they saw me.
You're not curious about anything else?
Not at all.
No, no, here, where was I where I was so, what is the word again? Surprisingly very ugly and weird.
Dude. Yeah. I'm just like, I just want to know where I shocked them. Because I don't remember anyone like gasping. Like, but then again.
Oh my God, he's ugly.
Right? Surprisingly
so.
I wouldn't be looking for it. But that's why I want to know. Because like, you know how you could just go through, like I was pretty oblivious.
Yeah.
Here, and that's the thing you can never forget.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're just going through your world thinking you're not affecting anybody.
Yeah.
And here you are grossing people out.
Being told when you're ugly?
Yeah.
It brings back the fond Christmas memory for me, right?
Oh, that is sad.
Fond Christmas memory for me.
That's not the Christmas memory I wanted to bring. I'm sorry to bring you this up.
We've all been made to have hurt feelings at one point or another. Robbie?
Of course.
We might be, with your Christmas story, the ugliest show on the radio.
My mom had dipped into the rum and coke. My mom's not a drinker as a rule, but when she hits the rum and coke, she gets a little drunk. Well, mom drunk, right?
Sure.
Mom drunk's a different kind of drunk. And then mom crossed the line and had 9 too many rum and cokes. It was Christmas Eve. And if I'm not mistaken, it was probably Christmas Eve 1987. I was 12 years old. I had just turned 12.
This is such a sad story.
We were gathered around the living room, Christmas tree. My mom was laying down, kind of hammered.
Yes.
Looking at me as I sat on the other couch, perpendicular to hers, on the other wall of the living room. And her with one closed eye because of all the rum and cokes.
Right.
To try and stop the dizzy spins. She put her foot up, her right foot. I'll never forget.
She
had hand, like, knitted stockings that, or not, knitted slippers that she wore with, like, a big knitted ball on the end, right? They were orange and white. I remember they were orange and white. And she, with one closed eye, she lifted her right leg. And with that closed eye, like a scope of a rifle, you know, with a closed eye, looking through the scope and using her foot as the barrel of the gun, she could block my face out with that closed eye. Had she opened that eye, her foot would move. You know how that works.
Yeah.
And she'd see my face.
Yeah.
So she kept that eye closed, not just to keep her stable, but so she couldn't see my face. And she said to me, through her drunken slurs, I can't look at you. You're so ugly.
Oh.
I just can't look at you.
So mean.
And then giggled.
Could it be your mom texting this
And
morning?
Then giggled to herself.
Oh,
gosh. Oh. Oh, guys. This is such a sad show.
It is.
Guys, I want to point this out because we just got
yes.
a text.
Yes.
And it's so true.
Mm.
They saw me out, right? Remember it says he was awkward looking from the billboards?
Yes.
Saw him this weekend. Surprisingly very ugly.
Mm-hmm.
Half of my face was a mask, and they still thought I was ugly. I had a toque and a mask, and they were able to pinpoint, that dude's ugly. Wow. That's
well, maybe the bottom half makes you better looking. And it was covered up. Maybe you're all...
How gross are my eyes?
From your nose down, you're all show. You're That's where the show is, right?
Is this bad?
Let me see. Cover up your nose and mouth. Well, then all I see is those eyes that are close together that the talent agency said you wouldn't be a model. Maybe that's
day.
It. You have
this
a toque and a mask
day.
On. All I see is eyes.
I'm having a hard day
okay,
here.
Okay, sorry, Dylan.
This is not going well.
That happened to you.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Only on KISS.
Merriam-Webster has picked the word for 2021.
Oh,
word
fun.
Of the year.
I know vaccine.
Yeah. Nailed it.
Look did I? Yeah, of course, right?
Vaccine is the word of the year. It's now become every single day. Used every single day for every single
person.
Yes,
of course, yeah.
The searches for vaccine increased 601% over 2020
of
in
course.
2021.
Of course.
Runners up for the awards this year was...
Fun.
Yeah, go ahead. You're not going to get it. I know that. But I want to hear what words you think should have been on this list.
What was big?
Because you love words. Yeah. And you like spelling things. Thanks. Both of you are helping out. We're on the radio.
Clean.
Interesting. Why would that be?
Drip.
No, why? Where?
Well, I'm just trying to think of things my kids say. Bruh.
Slaps.
Slaps? No, that's more 2020, what, Robbie. Bruh. Hey, 917-917.
What does clean and drip mean?
I don't know. It's like...
Oh, that's drip.
Like, clean the house.
No. I wish. Dear God. It's ironic that the teenage boys use the word clean to describe something awesome when their room is anything but.
Okay, but... nothing has sounded more old.
I know. It drives me nuts. No, my daughter... 917-917. Parents of daughters. Because I think it's more daughters than sons. Maybe I'm wrong.
That boy is clean?
I don't hear my son say bruh nearly like my daughter. I just want to, it's a good thing she doesn't live with me. She always just bruh. The number of texts I get that just bruh, bruh.
Really?
Bruh.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I'm like, hey Tyler, you forgot to empty the kitty litter. Bruh. Hey, what is that? Sorry? Is it yes? Is it I'll do it later? I just, bruh.
I don't know what that means.
Moms, dads, are you getting a lot of bruh these days?
Okay, so like I get a new TV. Robbie comes over. He's like, oh, clean. Is that how you use it?
Yeah.
Okay.
That thing drips.
Yeah.
He drips?
You sound pretty old, Dardo.
I know, but is that what it means?
Bruh.
I don't know. I'm done with this conversation.
Bruh. That's what it sounds like in my house. Bruh. It's like I got a dog tied up outside.
Yeah.
That's all I got in my
so
house.
True. Runner
my
up.
Damn daughter.
Her word of the year included infrastructure and insurrection.
Yeah.
Those are the two.
Yeah, that makes sense. Insurrection, sure.
I guess. I don't even know what they mean.
It's all I got. I swear to you, Dylan. It's just constant.
I couldn't do it. I would tell her to stop.
Oh, I do. And then I say, Tyler, enough with the bruh. And she, you know what she says?
Huh.
Bruh. Like as if to say, like, bruh, what's wrong with bruh?
Bruh is is a sassy, really?
Oh, no, but it's all encompassing.
This says
she uses it for everything.
OMG, it's the worst thing ever.
Oh, bruh.
Bruh. I don't know.
I can't imagine what it sounds like in the halls of George Simpson Junior High. Just bruh, 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 bruh. Sounds like a dog pound. Bruh, 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 bruh.
Yes to bruh. Both of my girls are using it.
Yes. Is it girl specific though? My son and all of his friends, I don't hear them ever saying it.
I don't know. Someone else saying sanitize is a word used a lot. Is that a thing?
It's good. That would have been more 2020 though.
Oh,
they
got
to get bruh. Get with the time.
Okay. Oh, man. All right.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Weekday mornings on KISS 91.7.
Never told you I was the time I was threatened with a baseball bat by NSYNC's management?
For doing what?
I never told you that story.
No, I'd like to hear it, though.
Oh, yeah. They walked into the radio studio I was working at with a baseball bat. NSYNC's management.
Why?
To threaten me.
Lou Pearlman or whatever?
Not Lou Pearlman. No, it was like local, like Canadian management.
And he's, but what
Jive Zomba. That was the record label that they were on back when record labels mattered.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But what were you doing?
Well, do you want the story?
Yes.
Yeah.
Are you sure?
No, I would just like little clippets of it that make no sense.
And they bashed computer monitors.
No, they didn't.
No, I'm serious. The time was 1999. Yeah. And NSYNC was engaged in a vicious boy band battle with another boy band you might remember called the Backstreet Boys.
And the Backstreet Boys were winning.
Those two boy band groups were sharing the charts, but they didn't want to. Each wanted to top the radio charts. I have to talk like this because it was 1999.
Okay.
They wanted to top the radio charts with dominance. The Backstreet Boys had recently released I Want It That Way, a monster of a smash hit in the summer of 1999. Yeah. I was just a young whippersnapper working in Toronto, working my way up in an industry that's really quite dumb. And it was 1999. I was working at Kiss 92 Toronto.
Yeah.
And we were like the Backstreet Boys station. If you like the Backstreet Boys, we're the Backstreet Boys station. Okay. And we also, if you're the NSYNC station,
that's
Ricky,
what you sounded like?
Martin, it was the thing. And the Backstreet Boys were selling out Skydome, which is now Rogers, you know, the big one.
Yeah.
They were selling that out like five nights in a row. It was an insane fevered pitch. And those who remember hanging posters of Nick and AJ on their walls would remember that time fondly, as it was pre-internet. The internet was like in its infancy stages. Napster had just kind of become a thing. And so you bought music via CD and you heard those songs first before the CD was released, really only in radio.
Like right.
There was no Spotify. There was no. No, it is a history class, but I've got to set the stage, right? So it was very important for these bands when they had a new song that, much like what we're doing with Robbie's song, which we're going to get a full review on a bootleg copy in a minute, mm-hmm. that it didn't get out to the public because they wanted to roll it out, you know, tonight at 9 o'clock.
Right.
You can only hear it here, blah, 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 when really you could hear it everywhere. So it was very important that they protected the sanctity of these new songs. It was very secretive. They were carried in like lock boxes. It was wild, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, the Backstreet Boys were killing it. And then NSYNC said, not so fast, Backstreet Boys. We've got something for you.
Mm-hmm.
A little something called Bye 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 from No Strings Attached.
Whoa.
So we had heard with our ear to the ground that Bye 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 was a banger.
Mm-hmm.
It was a great song.
Okay.
But they didn't want anybody to hear it. They had a big rollout plan in Toronto. They were going to shut down a street. It was going to be a massive thing.
Okay.
But we had a young guy who was internet savvy, and which was a rarity back then, who had found a leaked copy of the entire album.
Oh, sneaky.
He found it on like Napster or a version, like on the dark web.
Right.
And he downloaded it. And my music director came in while I was on the air, and he said, here, play this.
Ooh.
And it was just an empty CD. I didn't even know what it was. So I put it in the CD thing. And I said, okay, what is it? He says, it's the full NSYNC album. We're going to play every single song.
Oh, no.
And you're just going to go on in between every song and say, we're playing the song.
That would really give it to the man.
And I said, that sounds highly illegal, but okay. So I played it, and I started to play it. As by happenstance, a block and a half away from the studio where I was working was the record label of Jive Zomba Toronto, where NSYNC was. And the Canadian management just happened to be listening at the time, where they got alerted to it.
They caught wind.
That we were playing the album. So I'm in this studio, and all of a sudden, the door flies open, and there are the record representatives with baseball bats.
Oh, no.
And they said,
actually?
Yeah, no, I'm not even making this up. And I was like, hi. And they said, take it out now. I said, well, it's the middle of the song. It would sound weird.
Right.
They said, take it the bleep out now.
Right.
I'm like, well, I don't know. And program director comes in, who is now like the president of this company, by the way.
Yeah.
And she says, don't you dare keep playing it.
Ooh.
So all that separated me from thugs with baseball bats, well, corporate thugs.
Sure.
Yeah. You know, thugs in golf shirts.
Sure.
Yeah.
Was a console like the one we're at right now, like a desk, right?
Yeah.
That's all that separated me from them. And my program manager and music director were just standing there saying, you keep it in there.
Oh.
And they said, you take it out.
Oh.
It was a real showdown.
Holy.
And I'm just sitting here. I'm like, I don't even know how old I am at that time. How old am I at that time?
24.
No, 25, 24 years old.
Young.
And I'm just like, I don't know what to do. I don't want to get fired, but I don't want to get my head caved in with a baseball bat.
Who'd you listen to?
So I got to keep playing it. And then they, in front of the program manager.
Wow.
They haul back with a baseball bat and smashed the guest monitor on the other side to show that they meant business.
And I was like,
you're making this up.
I swear to you, I am not making this up.
Sounds like a movie, doesn't it?
No, I swear to you, this happened. And they smashed this monitor, and they weren't flat screen monitors. They were big old fat monitors back then.
Yeah.
And it burst in front of me.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then he started to come around the console, and he was going to smash the one that I used.
And you attacked him.
No, I cowered and hid under the counter.
You did?
And he didn't smash it, but he didn't realize that I was playing it from a CD player and not from the database hard drive computer.
So he just removed it?
So we started hitting buttons on the computer, and it didn't stop anything because it was playing from over here on a CD player.
Sure.
So it just kept playing and playing and playing.
My God.
And then finally, my boss at the time, our boss now, said, you should take it out. Because they threatened some sort of legal action.
Well, yeah.
So I just popped the CD out, but not until after Bye 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 had played in full.
Nice. There you go.
I was having my head caved in with a it was an aluminum baseball bat.
Ooh.
Too.
Yeah.
Oh, you wouldn't have. That would have been.
Yeah, it would have sucked. Why did they have a baseball bat handy at the office?
Seems
is what
odd.
I want to know.
Seems odd.
Yeah, just in case that happened?
Yeah.
The Pepper and Dylan Show on Kiss 91.7.
Dylan, I've got to say, this is the first time that we have gotten this deep into this show, this specific show. And not argued about the same thing that comes up every year. Robbie, do you know what we're talking about?
Does it have to do with the advent calendar?
Oh, Robbie, why'd you say it? Yes, it does.
Advent calendar, because you guys fight about this.
All of Dylan's childhood, he started on 24. You start on 1. December 1, 1. December 2, 2.
Yes.
December 3, 3.
Yes.
No. Dylan goes December 1, 24. December 2, 23. And all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the way it goes.
Mm-hmm.
It's the countdown till Christmas. That's the whole point of it.
I understand the logic behind it, but you count down to number 1 because it's like, ta-da, here's number 1. Here's
exactly
the best one. But 1 isn't the best one on an advent calendar.
No,
24 is the biggest one on the advent calendar.
Who says that biggest is best? To have that attitude is wrong.
Okay. I'm sorry.
That's a really bad way to look at life.
So here we go again. Well, we didn't avoid it this year. Here's why it came up, though. So my special friend was very kind and gave me a Nespresso advent calendar. Because, Dylan, I don't know if you know this about me. Man, do I love coffee.
She's really nice to you.
Yeah, so it's this box, and every day you open up, it's a different kind of flavored coffee pod from my Nespresso machine.
She doesn't know that you just like one type of flavor,
I'm telling you, I know. She just. Anyway, so I've got all these coffee pods. Now, the 24th is a big box.
Yeah.
Big enough that I'm assuming it is a mug.
Okay.
Okay? So her point, because we look at it and we're like, yeah, that's about mug size.
Sure.
All the other ones are little pod size.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? But the big one on the 24th is it's definitely got to be a mug.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But I won't open it, Dylan, not until the 24th.
Yeah.
Because that's the rule of the advent calendar.
Yeah, see, you're screwing it up, though, because the mug would be where you place the coffee.
That's her point behind this.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, no, I think the mug is a reward to say, you know what? Enough with that mug. Here's a new mug
that's
for you. Way to go drinking all that coffee.
That's silly.
Right, so it doesn't make sense to give me the mug last.
The whole idea
but
is
it doesn't make sense
down
for
to
it
one.
You start at one. One is one, two is two. It's for little kids' advent calendars. They can't figure out the math of backwards
and forwards. That's why they do it, so they can count it down. It's about learning. The whole thing is teaching a lesson.
Robbie, where are you on this?
I believe...
But watch, as a child, never had an advent calendar.
No, we did.
Yeah.
And as a child, I knew how to use a calendar, which was you start... On the first, you open the first.
That's right.
Dylan,
March
it's
doesn't.
It's a countdown calendar, or you wouldn't need one. You just have a regular calendar.
The month of March. Calendars count down to something.
See, I can't even. Yeah,
they don't count down.
Fine. We're doing it again.
I don't know why you have to try to prove every year that I'm wrong, even though I'm not going to change, and mine makes more sense than yours.
780.
How many days till Christmas?
4260,
91.7. Well, we're on the fourth day, so it's. Or there's 24 more days till Christmas. 23 more days till Christmas. 20, you know?
780-4260-917, a Christmas tradition around here like no other, arguing about what day to start on the advent calendar. Dear God. Good morning.
Yes, start on one,
yes.
Dylan.
Why the hell would you do that?
Because it's the coordinating date.
Yep.
No, it's a countdown to Christmas. It says it in the title.
No. You get the big prize on the 25th.
Yeah.
Yep.
So explain this mug to me that's waiting for me on the 24th. Shouldn't I get the mug first to drink the coffee out of?
No, that's your present.
That's my present. That's my congratulations.
Here's a present for something. What if you
didn't
have a mug?
Here's a present for Christmas. That's all you're getting.
Yeah.
Silly.
Love you. Thank you very much.
Love you too.
Starting on one is it's horrible idea. It's a countdown.
No way.
to Christmas.
This is all. Does it say that? Does it say that on the back?
Yes, it does.
Hi, good morning. Say the directions.
Both my daughters started their advent calendars, and they opened door number one.
Ah, smart. Smart kids.
Fearful that these aren't going to be kids that grow up to be anything.
Those are kids in school learning every day.
Is that what they're doing?
They're educated. Good morning.
Count your way down.
Good morning.
What day do you start on?
You definitely start on day one. Sorry, Dylan.
Why?
You're getting killed, man.
I don't understand why people are doing this.
It's three straight. This is a blowout.
Count down to Christmas.
Good morning.
Not the count up to Christmas.
Good morning. Dylan, even though I love you, it's on the first.
Why, though?
One on the one.
Why?
Because it has to be.
I want to know why. Your logic. It's not good.
No, because the kids are learning. Well, my kids are still young. And so they say, okay, what is it? December 1, December 2? And so they go, okay, December 1. So you have to find the one.
Yeah, they hide them around there.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's tricky to find them. Huh?
Yeah, but they can easily find the 24. It's not like they're learning numbers that quickly.
It's the big one in the middle.
Oh. I just love don't
you.
Understand
Thank
this.
You very much.
Love you.
I love you.
It is a good question, Robbie. Are there directions on an advent calendar?
And, Dylan.
Yeah?
Is there 20... How many days till Christmas?
What do you mean?
How many days are left until Christmas?
24.
Or is it 25?
That's a good question.
What do you mean, where's the 25?
Always got you there. Do you count today?
24 days till Christmas.
Most of them don't even have a 25 on there.
Good morning. What door do you open on an advent calendar on December 1st?
Okay, so honestly, both my boys have always opened door number one. However, more I'm listening to this, I think you guys have a bigger issue and you need to bring this up with the advent calendar makers. Because I think Dylan's right.
Well, he makes a good point. I'm not saying you don't make a good point. But it's not the way to...
When you Google it, it says, how does a countdown to Christmas calendar work? It says an advent calendar helps count down the days till Christmas. Why are we doing math if we could just simply count down?
Okay, so your final answer, what door are you going to open today now that you've heard Dylan's defense?
Well, now, honestly, I'm going to open the last one.
Why not? Just try it this year. Why doesn't everyone who hates me just this year try it?
Is that
and
your
just
wish?
See how cool it is.
Is that your Christmas wish?
One of them.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What door do you open?
Number one.
Yes.
Calendar, not an advent countdown.
That's right.
Calendar start on one.
Advent calendar is a countdown calendar. That's the whole point of it.
Is this number five here? This will be the fifth for door number one. Good morning. Go ahead.
Number 24.
Woo!
Oh, damn, he's got one.
We wanted to finish it with you. Okay.
Yes.
4-2 now.
Somebody with a brain.
Good morning.
Good morning. 24.
Nice!
What are you talking about?
This is what I'm talking about.
It's
coming back.
4-3. Good morning. Door number 24, door number one on December 1st.
24.
What?
Now you're just trying to be difficult.
Are we tied right now?
Yeah.
Tied it up.
24.
Pardon me?
24.
No! Yeah! Counting up all down pat.
We were... Robbie, I don't know what happened there?
You should have ended it. Wow. What a comeback.
Pepper and Dylan. Kiss 91.7.
Stub toe, bang your funny bone,
okay,
or a hangnail.
Which one's worst?
In order. Worst to not... The most uncomfortable to the least.
Stub toe, hangnail into funny bone.
Okay. Funny bone you're okay with.
Yep. Funny bone's like a minute, maybe 30 seconds.
Well, stubbed toe is about that too, unless it caused serious damage. I'm not talking about a broken toe from a stubbed toe. You just stub a toe.
But stubbed toe is the most pain.
Okay.
By far. Hangnail is annoying and the longest.
Yeah. Yeah, hangnail can last 4 or 5 days, right? And if you pick at it, it gets even worse.
Sure, but it's not in such pain that you're like, okay. Your tears are in your eyes.
You're going stub toe ahead of funny bone, because I hit my funny bone yesterday, and it's been a long time since I've hit my funny bone.
Not a fan?
I can't even remember the last time I hit my funny bone. I thought I'd outgrow and hitting my funny bone.
How did you even hit it?
I just kind of moved too quickly and bang, hit my elbow on the counter.
Oof.
Oh, man, I forgot.
Yeah, but that's not your top one.
You do this, though. You go like this. Oh, and then it slowly subsides. Stub toe, very similar.
No.
Very similar.
No.
Robbie, stub toe, hangnail, funny bone.
Ah, stub toe is the worst.
Are we going to say it's the worst?
Yes, I think
stubbing
so.
Stubbing the toe.
Let me throw a couple more at you.
What kind of survey is this? That you're just throwing random things all of a sudden.
What about a brain freeze? Stub toe, brain freeze, funny bone, hangnail.
Brain freeze isn't painful. It's brain annoying.
Oh my God. I hate a brain freeze.
Some people suffer them much worse than others.
Oh, here we go.
Mine is debilitating when I get a brain freeze.
Yeah, but it's not painful. It's a different type of pain. A stub toe pain versus a brain freeze pain, two different pains.
I can't drink Slurpee and drive. I can't do it. I'm a medical risk to drink Slurpees and drive.
Okay.
Because if I get a brain freeze, I can't do anything.
Well, you gotta pull over.
That's it. Yeah, it's an emergency if I get a brain freeze.
Right.
And it lasts a really long time.
I know, but it's not the same pain.
So you're going stub toe over an extreme brain freeze.
I believe so, yeah. A stub toe, they're like when you have one, whenever you go to your parents' house for whatever reason, the bed frames that they have are the worst. Yeah. They have like those weird metal toe things sticking out.
Yep.
And you don't know it's there. Like I picture that pain right now. I can feel it. It's the most painful thing in the world.
I think I'd rather stub my toe than bang my shin on a bed frame.
Nope.
Throw that in there. Brain freeze, banged shin, stubbed toe, hangnail, or funny bone.
Stubbed toe every time.
Stubbed toe.
Yeah.
So delicate.
I'm going to find one for you today, Dylan.
That will be worse?
It's worse.
Okay.
All right. And again, it can't be broken neck.
No.
That's not fun. That's not playing the
and
game
not everyone's Not everyone's had it.
That's right. Yeah. Okay.
Not everyone's broken. All right. Right.
Oh, okay.
He's back in.
Okay. All right. Okay. I got this one here. Leg falls asleep.
Okay.
It lasts way longer than a stubbed toe.
Mm-hmm.
It's remarkably uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
You even hit the point where you worry your leg will never wake up again.
No.
And you can't bear any weight on it.
No, because I know that I can wait that out. And it's more annoying than pain. I don't think a leg falling asleep is painful.
Oh, it's such a weird, uncomfortable feeling.
Weird and uncomfortable. I didn't say it wasn't.
Okay.
But not painful.
Okay, so you're still on stubbed toe?
Yeah.
Robbie, of that whole list of things.
Yeah. Stub toe for sure. The toes are so delicate sometimes.
I'm going to go brain freeze.
As the worst.
Funny bone, stub toe are close, and leg falling asleep. Yeah. Mm.
Brain freeze is just over fast.
Yeah.
And yeah. I guess they're all avoidable.
Stub toe doesn't feel like it
stub
is.
Stub toe's not avoidable. That's not your fault. When you stub your toe, that's not your fault.
Right.
Like brain freeze, you know that's going to happen. When you drink a Slurpee too fast, you know.
But you always think you've got it. You've got it mastered. I'll just drink it slow this time.
Sure.
If I drink it slow enough and let it melt a little bit in my mouth, I'm going to be okay. Never works.
Tongue to the roof of your mouth, right?
That's not my trick. It doesn't work. Trust me, Dylan. When I'm swerving in the middle of the road because I drank my Slurpee too fast and I'm an emergency and a bloody risk to everybody around
me. You are normally.
Well, true.
This person says kidney stones. That's off the list, right?
Yeah, you can't count kidney stones.
Okay.
No. That's too extreme.
Okay, that's one.
So we're with stub toe right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Eyelash deep in the eye?
Yeah, that's annoying. I've
ever experienced that. Hmm.
Stepping on glass, Lego?
Well,
of course. You can. Charlie horse, someone bring it up.
Ooh, good one.
A Charlie horse. It's been a while since you had a Charlie horse.
Yeah.
And the muscle cramp.
Oh,
the calf cramp.
Middle of the night calf cramp.
That is my ultimate.
Yep.
That's the new win, right?
By
the middle of the night cramp while you're sleeping just for no reason other than lack of hydration and personal care.
Is that what it is?
In the middle of the night, your calf just balls up.
Oh, yeah. That pain is the worst.
Okay, there we go. I've had that during sex before.
Well, you stop everything.
When you have a cramp, I fought through it. I didn't want to draw too much attention to the leg cramp.
Wow.
Boy, was it distracting for a little while.
I couldn't. There's no way.
Oh, man.
Okay. There is not a chance.
Calf cramp.
The Pepper and Dylan Show. Weekday mornings on KISS 91.7.
Dylan, I think you're going to... Shelly's after your own heart. I don't know.
What does Shelly do?
I agree. Shelly, go ahead. Tell Dylan. Tell Dylan what you do, Shelly.
I cut my toenails at work.
Nothing wrong with that. Where do you work?
Exactly. At a trucking company.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't know if I should say where.
Okay, but you don't go to the bathroom to do it? Like, you do it right there at your desk?
Yeah, I sit on my chair. I let them fly all over the floor.
Shelly, what are you doing?
The best.
Do people see you, or do you do it when no one else is around?
I try to hide, but I think people can hear it.
It's a very distinct sound.
It is.
Uh-huh. It is. Yeah.
You can't mistake that for anything. You know when somebody's clipping their toenails.
Especially the big toenail.
Yeah. The big one?
Oh, yeah.
That one's got a noise to itself.
It's like cutting plywood sometimes, that one. So you do it at work, Shelly?
Yeah, well, they vacuum regularly.
That's a real somebody else's problem, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's fun.
Love you, Shelly. Thank you very much.
Love you guys.
I have another guy, and it looks like a lot of people are saying it's toe on the edge of the toilet, toes on the edge of the toilet, and they just kind of let it fall into the toilet. That's the number one most common way to do it. Mm-hmm. Sitting on the floor is weird. Doing it at work is weird. Doing it in your bedroom as you pick them because you don't own toenail. You have to own a set of clippers, don't you?
Only for emergencies when all goes wrong.
When you can't get an edge?
I can always get an edge, but when you rip too close and then you... When you rip too close and it starts going on a path you weren't anticipating, that's painful.
I hate it.
Yeah, I don't like... It's not like I like it. It's just me and the monkeys, though. We're the same.
Can I ask a question about everybody's dad? It's my dad, anyway. It could be just anybody's parents.
Okay.
My dad has toenail clippers, or just the clippers, on a keychain.
Yeah, a lot of people did.
And he carries it with him, and we'll be like at a grocery store.
Yeah.
And he'll just, got to clip that. Right there. Right in the grocery store.
Hey. I mean, you got to do it when you got to do it.
Gas station. No. While we're driving. Doesn't matter. He's got them on his keychain. He uses them wherever he is.
Can't knock it.
Does anybody else like that? Like, to me, it is a very private moment, cutting your nails. Like, you're just one with yourself. So it's almost like meditative for me.
That's why, like, for example, you can't get away with it like I can.
Mm.
Like, I sometimes pick my nails while we're doing the show. On the plane today, I might pick them. You never know.
Dylan, you can't do it on a plane.
Absolutely, because I don't have to make the clipping sound. Yeah, I could be working on one right now. You have no idea.
That's true, yes.
I could be looking you in the eyes right now.
The silent picker that you are.
Okay. Right? Yes.
All right. I'm sorry, who's this?
Jamie.
This is, okay. Her mom's gross, Dylan.
Jamie's mom's gross?
Yeah, why is your mom gross?
My mom will clip her fingernails during the silent parts of a movie.
I hate that.
You said during the quiet parts of a movie? Mm-hmm.
She should wait for the loud parts.
It'll literally be quiet, and all I hear is clip, clip, clip. I'll look over, and she's over there just clipping her nails.
In a movie theater?
Yeah.
In a theater?
Yeah.
Hell,
that's bold. That's a different person.
She does not care. She does not care.
See, you can pick in a theater. You can't clip in a theater.
Yeah, you're a real proponent of the silent picking of the nails as opposed to the clipping of the nails. The clip.
Yeah.
The clippers need a silencer.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
You know what, though? People are chomping their popcorn anyway. It just blends in with all the other sounds.
Guys, those nails can fly into someone's popcorn.
Not ideal.
Sometimes you can't control the way some of those flick. They got to put a little collection sack, like a vacuum or something, on the end of those.
There's something.
Right?
There's
just a little bag. So when you clip it, it goes right into this little collection reservoir instead of just flying willy-nilly all over the place.
Sort of a garden.
Oh, my. That's ending up in somebody's popcorn, your mom clipping fingernails at a movie theater.
That's gross.
Ew.
Yeah.
Right.
Some extra protein.
You took it too far.
That was a lot.
The Pepper and Dylan Show.
Kiss 91.7.